Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives. All right. Hey, I was wondering, time, questions, answers. That's what we attempt to do on the 530 Club. If you have a question you want to include in, hey, I was wondering, get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs. You can put it in our DMs. Which DMs tend to be most active, Violetta?
I would say our Instagram.
DMs.
Facebook, too. Facebook
messages. Mm-hmm. You can put it there, wherever you'd like. Or you can email us. Or you can text at 60123 as well.
Yeah.
Molly says, hey, Eric and Morning crew, I have a little bit of an issue.
Oh, no.
My husband and I are in our 30s, and so are many of our friends. We're at a stage, we're at that age, where a lot of our friends now have very young kids like babies and toddlers. We do not have kids, and we don't like kids.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, lay it on the line.
The issue is, we really still want to hang out with our friends, but not with their kids.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a tactful way to do that? A way we can invite our friends out or over to our house and gently say we don't want their kids to come with? Just wondering. Thanks, Molly. Solid question, Molly.
Seriously.
Excellent question. I encounter this question from time to time, and I don't know the best way to handle it. Is there a tactful way? I guess we should probably ask those with kids. If you have toddlers or babies right now, what would be the right way to ask you to hang out, but not your kids, leave them behind?
Also, sometimes people don't tell you they're bringing their kids. Like,
right.
You invite them even to a late-night dinner, and they're like, kids there. I'm
right.
Like, well, you could have told me you're bringing the baby.
Well, that's her
basket.
Exact question.
Right.
So how do you ask them and tell them leave your
right.
kids behind?
But at least announce it if you are.
Right. So how do you go about doing that? The tactful way. Have any of you been told tactfully, listen, we would love to hang out, party, and drink with you, but those people you created,
those people.
Leave them somewhere else. 312-233-1019. 312-233-1019. Or if you know of a tactful way to say this and can contribute to 530 Club, we're asking you to right now. I need your help. Have you ever had anybody ask you that, Melissa?
To not bring the kids?
Yeah, just want you, but leave your son behind. Has that ever happened?
Yeah, I mean, it has. It was more or less just them saying, hey, you know,
leave your son behind?
Yeah, I would rather have a couple cocktails and
right.
probably not a good idea, you know.
Right. And until he's drinking age, don't bring him?
Yeah, pretty much. So
got it.
There it sits.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys.
Best way to handle this. What do you think?
Well, I'm actually the parent. I'm the one who had kids later in life, and all my friends have kids that are in their 20s.
Uh-huh.
And they've pretty much said, hey, we're going out. I'm sending my kid over to watch your kid.
Oh, wow.
So you could come out.
Well, that kind of worked out well for you in a way. You know, your timing, you were late to the game. 20 years is a long time, Rick. But
built-in
babysitting to go out and, you know, drink with your friends.
Pretty much. Me and the wife have taken advantage of that several times.
Right.
Well,
right.
When they offer it up, it's very nice.
I got these young kids. Why don't you bring one of those old kids over? We'll leave both sets of kids here, and we'll get the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
Hank.
Yes, sir. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What do you think is the best way to handle it?
Best way to handle it is just to be honest. I mean, no kids. And to be honest, anyone that is being invited out by their friends, they're looking to get away from the kids.
Aha. So you're saying as a father, do you have kids, Hank?
I do.
How old are they?
I got three kids. 5, 3, and 6 months.
Yeah, you're looking to get away.
Oh,
yeah, you're actually
busy.
Begging for a reason to get away. So there's no reason for them to say don't bring your kids because you don't even want to.
Oh, my gosh.
No, yeah. We're looking for any reason to get away and
right.
to get out.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I get
absolutely.
You.
Yeah. And number three, Jack, what do you like to do before bed?
I'm going to say reading my Kindle.
What are you reading?
I read Howard Stern.
Never heard of him.
All right.
What a hack.
Oh, my
I didn't
gosh.
Even know he has books.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was still alive. At number two.
He's best known for America's Got Talent.
That's right.
Yes.
See, he's signing a deal for $120 million.
A year!
And he has absolutely
really?
No one listening to him anymore.
Isn't
no
it?
One.
Yeah, no, it's
zero.
I don't. It's a reputation,
nobody.
I guess. I don't know.
That is crazy.
At number two, Bill, what do you like to do?
Buy a lottery ticket online so I can wake up a millionaire.
There you go. Maybe I'll do that. That's the only
way.
That's
a great idea.
Yeah. No, nobody's going to make $120 million unless you get that lottery ticket.
That's right.
And finally, in at number one before bed, you enjoy doing what, Denise?
I play Scrabble on my Scrabble app.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, Scrabble on the Scrabble app.
That's awesome.
Don't you find, though, that activates your brain more than deactivates it?
It does, but then it makes my eyes tired, so then that's when I can fall asleep.
I got you.
Yeah, I get it.
I think there's something to that. Like, activating your brain sometimes makes you more tired because you're wearing yourself out trying to think.
You know what I think makes you more tired? Ambien. Oh. That makes you more tired.
Right to the drugs. Right.
I think that makes you more tired.
It does.
That's just me. Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll being conducted right now. 10 people. Excuse me. 312-233-1019. It is an incredibly simple question, but I was surprised at the number I just heard, and I thought, well, that can't be.
Really?
Let's find out. Hey, Debbie.
Yeah?
The question before you is, will you be handing out Halloween candy this year at your home?
Yes.
Yes, you will.
Oh.
All right, question number two. What are you going to be handing out?
Well, chocolate, of course.
Have you pinpointed what kind of chocolate?
Yeah, of course. M&M's, Snickers.
Right.
I think there's Milky Way and there's the bigger bars.
Okay.
Staples.
Are we going big bars? Good for you.
Yeah, the bigger
now,
bars.
Of everything you've just listed, are any of those on your list of things to hand out primarily because you like them?
I don't eat chocolate. So
okay.
That's primarily why.
Of all those that you listed, though, do any of those come to the top on your list of what you like?
Sure. I mean, I don't really eat chocolate, but if I had eaten something, it would be M&M's.
Okay.
Okay, right. That's good.
All right. She was kind of answering like, am I going to be dragged into court for this?
It sounded like she wanted,
right.
Thought you wanted her to say yes, she likes them.
Right. Am I going to have to answer this and be dragged into court and later on, this could be held against me in a court of law? No, this is just an easy question. The reason I ask that is because in a survey, it says 46% of Americans say they will not be handing out candy on Halloween.
Okay.
So about half.
Yeah.
About half won't, about half will. And yesterday, as I was walking through the neighborhood, and maybe it's just because of everything that's gone on in the world, it appeared to be a certain way, but it seems like there's way more Halloween decorations up this year than ever before. Am I imagining that?
I mean, I think there are more also, but I also think people started to put them up earlier.
Just, probably true as well.
You know, yeah. But I
do
think there's
a lot
out there.
Like people are participating in Halloween more? Did you anticipate that or think that, or does it seem the same as every other year?
I guess I didn't really realize that many people were going to be, like, participating in it. I mean, I always do, but, you know, yeah, there was a lot more out there than I normally see.
Will you be handing out candy?
I'm not because I'm out trick-or-treating.
But
so I used to put a bowl out.
I'm just talking in general terms.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, yes.
Okay. Whip, will you be handing out candy this year?
Yeah.
Or are the lights going off and you're staying in the basement?
No, we got the decorations up. And, I usually, it's the choice of, like, do one of us want to go and do the trick-or-treating or stay home and be the door answerer? So I think I usually pick door answerer.
So the handing out of candy is happening in your house. See, I'm basically not whether or not you're doing it, just whether or not, see, what I'm trying to get at
is
your house giving out candy or is your house not giving out candy?
Yeah,
like,
I'm pretty sure.
The lights are on or the lights are off?
No,
the
lights are on.
All right. Violetta.
I don't think I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you're going to be lights off.
I'm lights off.
Lights off, door locked, TV off, sitting in silence so nobody shows up.
Yeah.
54% of Americans will be handing out candy this year. 46% will not. We asked 10 of you off the air. You didn't know ahead of time the question. Are you going to be handing out candy this Halloween? What percentage do you think said yes?
I'm going to say 8 of them said yes.
8 out of 10.
Yeah.
I'll go 10.
10 out of 10.
6.
6. I am shocked. I'm wondering if the question even got asked correctly. 20% said yes.
Oh, that can't be.
Wow. Wow.
Hey,
Eight people said no candy this Halloween at our house, Swanee. 8 of the 10? Oh, my gosh.
Well,
I've completely envisioned this wrong, as I walk through the neighborhood and it looks like every house is decorated, which would be, it seems to me, an invitation to stop in and grab yourself some candy.
I think people are just doing it differently because they're doing the things where they said they're setting out tables and people can come grab their own candy as opposed to door to door to door to door, like traditional trick-or-treating. So I think the communities are coming together to set up some sort of like event or...
All I can tell you in my community is none of that's come
up. No?
Right.
No,
there's no organized thing and there's just... You're doing Halloween or you're not.
I'm hearing talk about that, where they're like, yeah, putting it like a big area where there's tables, where you can go from table to table. But I mean, I don't know if my neighborhood's doing that. There's just discussion of it. So that could be why.
So houses are... I didn't realize this question
was
so...
It's just such a weird year. The red
or the green. A lot of neighborhoods are doing like yes for green for yes, come here. Red for no, don't come here. You know, and then maybe put it out on the table... on your porch or something. But it still counts as giving it away.
I was just going really basic. And now,
yeah.
Now
well, nothing's
like,
basic anymore in this world.
That's true.
Not even trick-or-treating. This is a weird thing.
I would still think that would get a yes if you were calling.
This whole question was basically like me knocking on your door going, hey, you giving out candy this year? And in response, I'm getting, well, actually, there's going to be a table system because our community passed out the bylaws and we've all hired attorneys because we have to determine whether or not legally we can hand out and don't even get us started on which ones we're giving out.
Maybe everybody you called lives in the condo building with Violetta and they just don't feel like it.
Because they also listed the favorite Halloween candy by age group, which I was going to use with all these people saying yes, but as it turns out... I'm guessing Halloween appears to be canceled with all you folks.
No, don't say
that.
I
had no idea.
People might think you mean it.
Only 20% said yes. I'm shocked.
Crazy.
Like, Violetta, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh, you're lying. In your age group, the millennial age group, 24 to 39.
Okay.
What do you think the top candy is? The favorite candy in your age group? People like your age like what candy?
Reese's.
That is exactly correct.
I knew it. We are obsessed with peanut butter.
Followed by Snickers.
Yes.
Am I the only guy in the world that doesn't really like Snickers?
Yes, you are.
You must be.
I mean, I like it, but I don't actively ever seek it out. Like, if I'm in the candy aisle and I'm going to buy some, it's never a Snickers.
It's just so good because it's a snack. It's sweet and salty.
No wonder so often you're not yourself. Like on those commercials, you need to eat a Snickers, you turn into somebody else.
I guess. Number 3 is Kit Kat.
Okay.
In your age group, Violetta. Number 4 is candy corn.
Wow.
Yep.
That's because they want to be like outlaws.
And number 5 is Twix.
Oh, yeah.
Left or right.
There you go. For Generation X, that's age 40 to 55, it's Reese's, Snickers, Kit Kat, Milky Way, Almond Joy. Which proves my son who's in college is actually 52 years old.
He loves Almond Joy.
Because he likes Almond Joy. So I'm going to show him that and go, you're a 52-year-old man. What's wrong with you?
Almond Joy. That's awesome.
For Generation Z... Those aged 5 to 24, the choices are Reese's. So Reese's is on top of the list for everybody.
They're doing great.
Snickers in the number 2 spot for everybody. Kit Kat, Twix, and Hershey's.
Oh, not much difference. That's like something that unites all ages, apparently, because those are pretty similar.
Candy unites all ages.
Yeah.
Along the lines of, am I the only guy who doesn't like Snickers? That's my food statement. More food statements coming up with anybody listening who? Let's find out what's trending on Twitter right now. Violetta has the top 3 from the think tank. In at number 3.
It's Amazon Prime Day, and that is trending. I'm sure those of you who love Amazon know already that this is an annual deal event for Prime members. All kinds of deals on all kinds of products, toys, TVs, books, home decor, tech, towels, just everything under the sun. The flip trend here is people calling for consumers to consider supporting small business during these difficult times.
Will you buy anything today from Prime?
Me, no. I'm not hooked up with the Prime because I don't like paying for memberships.
How about you, Melissa?
Yep, I'm getting a dot.
Are you really?
Another dot.
Really?
Yep.
We didn't have some of those laying around after all the ones we gave away.
4,000. You couldn't sneak one?
Nope.
Wow. I tried to.
Save me one, so I'm getting one today.
All right. Trending on Twitter number 2.
Kanye West is still running for president. He tweeted out his first campaign ad just 22 days before the election, and the message focuses on the importance of family, faith, and prayer. The video is him standing in front of a podium with a large, very large digital American flag waving behind him. We have a clip of that if you want to hear it.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Contemplate our future. To live up to our dream, we must have vision. We as a people will revive our nation's commitment to faith, to what our Constitution calls the free exercise of religion.
There you go.
It's got no chance. And trending,
very presidential sounding.
Number one.
We are looking for a reason to smile and feel connected. The most popular meme overnight was a picture of the last piece of toast, you know, the edge piece, with the comment saying, "I don't care how tough life gets, I'm still not eating this slice of bread." Everyone is sharing it in agreement. It's funny. People just being silly.
You know what? I don't like crust.
Yeah.
I don't like crust, and that'll fit in nicely with today's Anybody Listening Who food statement.
Oh, cool. Great.
Yeah, thank you. There you go. Your non-negotiable food statement. Anybody listening who has one. So Reddit did this thing. They call it, "I will die on this hill."
Yeah.
Like, okay. "I will die on the cake is the most single boring dessert hill."
Yep, yep, yep.
That's their statement. "Ranch is just blue cheese dressing for cowards." By the way, I'll eat a salad dry before I put blue cheese on it.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Blue cheese is nothing but an old shoe.
I love it on everything.
That's why they call it...
You also love olives, which proves how messed up you are. You're trying to just live your best life, whatever that means. Melissa, what's your food statement?
I was going to say mushrooms are disgusting and nothing but a fungus.
Whip.
No one can eat only one Oreo cookie.
Okay. Violetta.
You order the mussels for the sauce.
You order the mussels for the sauce. Just garlic and butter, isn't it?
It's so good, though, and dip the garlic bread in there.
Hi, Janet, your food statement.
No ketchup on hot dogs.
See, I got to challenge you a little. Are you just saying that because you're supposed to, because that's what they say in Chicago, or do you really mean that?
I really mean it. It's like putting sugar on a hot dog. It's disgusting.
Sugar.
I believe her. She's thought this through.
All right. Yeah.
I love it.
Your non-negotiable food statement, Kim.
Sweet potatoes are gross.
Sweet potatoes are gross.
Huh.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And then you add marshmallows for no reason.
Anna, your food statement.
Shellfish are the insects of the sea.
Shellfish are the insects of the sea.
That's awesome.
It's kind of true. It doesn't mean they're not delicious, but they are the insects of the sea. Your food statement, Nikki.
Tapioca pudding, I don't care if it's homemade, organic, instant, it's a steaming bowl of evil.
It's evil. Yeah. Tapioca pudding is evil.
Plus, can I piggyback on that? The word tapioca just sounds gross. Yeah.
See, I think it sounds delicious.
Really? It's a perception
thing, I
guess. I don't
even like tapioca, but it sounds good.
I don't even know a restaurant that's, I mean, sure there's one, but I never even see that on a menu. Where do people even get it?
I think she's talking about whether homemade or bought at the grocery store. Tapioca pudding.
Sounds like you're throwing up.
But like, is the word butterscotch gross?
No, that's
no
delicious.
Way.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I love that. Your food statement, Mike.
Pickles should not be in vending machines.
I agree. Pickles should not be in vending machines. And what are they doing in there, and why are you eating out of that machine?
Oh,
pickles do not belong in vending machines. Your parents insulted you. Maybe, not intentionally, but kind of came out that way. Like when Violetta decided to go skydiving and your mom said what?
She's like, "You're not a brave person. Pretend to be brave. Don't be yourself.
Don't be yourself. You're not brave. You're not built for this. You're very weak mentally.
I know.
Don't be that way. Plunge to earth safely."
Yeah, she's like, "Pretend to be somebody else."
And then I asked Melissa about it. Melissa's like, "Well, there was a time where I was this close to throwing myself out of a plane."
No, like, that's like
okay,
that.
Okay, all right. Yeah. 312-233-1019. Your mom insulted you, Carissa.
Oh, my gosh, did she ever. My mom was a young mom, and she was pretty cool. She grew up in the 70s. So my sister, my brother, a couple friends, my mom and I, we all go downtown to see Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, cool.
We were in a limo. Yeah, it was fun.
Sweet
gig. We were outside waiting for the limo to come, and there are these drunk guys, and a couple of the guys start talking to me and hitting on me, and my mom says, "Ugh, don't bother. My daughter's such a prude."
Don't even bother.
She's not putting out. No way.
What?
I mean, I would, but you want to make a run at me? I'm right here.
That's awesome.
That's great. She's such a prude. Don't waste your time. How about the old lady right here?
You.
Leanna.
Yeah.
Your parents insulted you?
Yeah, my mom pretty much does on a daily basis, but her and my aunt are kind of like, they have this little old lady club, you know, where they get together and gossip, and that always involves me and my brother and, of course, my cousins, and so the one day they had been together, and she came home and was going on and on and on, giving me the lowdown about my cousins and how worthless they are, and so I said to her, I'm like, so mom, I said, so basically this week, I said, who has the most disappointing group out of the kids? And without missing a beat in conversation, she goes, well, that would be me. And then just keep on posting.
So your mom said you have the worst kids.
Yeah, well, she does.
Which is you're her kid in question.
Okay, so you're the worst kid. All right, I got you.
Right.
That was a very twisted, circuitous route,
so basically,
but I got there.
You're disappointing to everybody.
I got you. Hi, Kim.
Hi. It wasn't my mom, but my mother-in-law, who once told me, no matter what people think about you, honey, at least you make pretty babies.
There you go.
Oh.
Which in a way is a backhanded compliment.
Oh, that
you
means.
Are a disaster.
Yeah.
But the babies you've made, those are pretty.
Yeah,
okay. So just keep doing that, and maybe everybody else will ignore the other stuff. Thanks, Mom. Mixed Morning Mindbender, deal breakers for men. I wonder if Zoom Jim feels this way. I wonder if he falls into the 44% of men.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who say they would stop dating a woman who never what? Okay. I wonder if Melissa never does this.
Huh.
312-233-1019. Stop dating them when they never what, Mike?
Shave their legs.
Shave their legs.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Okay. That is bad.
That number might be even higher.
Not expecting that one.
I did not see that. 44% of men said they would stop dating a woman who never what, Sergio?
Oh, they got to cook. They got to throw down in the kitchen.
That's right. Who never throws down in the kitchen? No.
Oh.
No,
all right.
That's not
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not it. Hmm. Although I see where you're coming from there, Sergio. I get that. 44% of men said they would stop dating a woman who never what, Jamma?
Never pays.
Exactly right.
Oh.
Almost half of men say, I'm not going to date her anymore. She never pays for anything ever.
Oh, wow.
I mean, never is
never pays for anything. Never ever pays for the date. 44% of men said that is a deal breaker.
Hmm.
I am out. Jamma, do you reach for your purse?
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Even
is it that fake reach, though? The fake kind of alligator arm reach where you're like, I kind of reach it for this until you take it.
There's always that couple of seconds where you make eye contact like, are you going to pay or do I have to?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I get that.
Uh-huh. You and Zoom Jim have this issue?
No. I pay. Not for food. I buy him stuff all the time. I'm a gift giver.
Oh, that's
so
perfect.
So that's just kind of my personality.
Violetta, you pick up a check?
Yeah, I think everybody should be treated once in a while. Once in a while.
44% of men said they would stop dating a woman who never pays for a date, never picks up the check for dinner. They list the top foods to be avoided on a date, too.
Not
only is she picking up the check, she's ordering one of these foods, which causes all sorts of issues. Any thoughts?
Garlic.
Garlic right there at number one. Anything with garlic. Mm. It's so good, though.
It tastes so good. And if you're both eating it, why is it bad?
It's so good. Anything else on
onions?
That? Onions. No onions.
Anchovies.
No, think of foods, not just like ingredients. Foods to avoid on a date.
Roast beef sandwiches.
Roast beef, no.
Too manly.
No.
Oh. Ribs.
Ribs is exactly right. Chicago, go. Ribs at number two, followed by corn on the cob.
Oh.
I kind of like that, though.
Fish. And sushi, they say.
Sushi is sexy.
I know, but it's number five on the foods to avoid on the date. Tidbit Tuesday. You don't like this as much as we can wrap up, though, right, Violetta?
Oh, no, it's good.
it's good. All right, well, we'll see if you feel that way afterwards.
Okay.
It's time for Tidbit Tuesday. All the tidbits we haven't had a chance to get to until now. We'll get through these, and then we'll get another name going, get your paycheck doubled.
Okay.
Find out what's trending on Twitter still today. A whole bunch to get to.
Okay.
Starbucks Frankenfrap and Wolfman Frappuccino are available and will satisfy your Halloween sweet tooth.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah, the Frankenfrap.
Oh.
A bright green mimic to the monster's look. It starts with the green tea Frappuccino. That's mixed with peppermint, white mocha, and Java chips topped with a mocha drizzle.
Whoa.
I'm getting fat just reading it.
Yeah. I want one of those.
Yep. I want some of this. They have an opening for a ramen noodle taster.
Yes.
Nissan Foods, it should say, a company that makes ramen noodles, the brand Top Ramen, is searching for its first ever chief noodle officer.
Yum.
Cool. You get a $10,000 payday, a 50-year supply of assorted top ramen, and a chance to taste new top ramen products before they hit the shelf.
50-year supply.
50 years.
That's a long time.
Never have to buy food again.
Yeah. No kidding.
You ready for Thanksgiving? Club Wyndham is offering a 15-night travel bubble to reunite extended families this Thanksgiving.
Beautiful.
So they'll put your whole family in a bubble.
That's
keep
cool.
you there for 15 nights. In case anything happens, get back to zero. Everybody's happy.
Nice.
Good idea.
This person's not happy. Pizza Hut employee filmed chasing robbery suspects away while brandishing a pizza cutter. No one out pizzas the Hut.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. A quick thinking employee at Pizza Hut in Houston turned the tables on a group of robbers by chasing them out of the store with a rather large, rather intimidating looking pizza cutter. Police are now hoping to charge the criminals with aggravated robbery.
Okay. I'd be scared of a pizza cutter.
Man arrested for slapping barking man.
He was barking?
Mm-hmm. You know how aggravating it is, like you're trying to sleep and dogs are barking.
Uh-huh.
Imagine
uh-huh.
if you're trying to sleep and a man's barking.
Right, yeah. You might have to slap him.
In Brunswick, Maine, police recently arrested James Kemp for slapping a barking man. James was walking on a local street when his victim started barking at him. James went up to the man, slapped him.
Oh, my goodness.
He's been charged with assault.
Yeah. I'm going self-defense on that.
And he's like, totally worth it.
Yeah.
Totally worth it. Americans have spent a lot more time perfecting their coffee-making skills during the pandemic.
Yes, a lot of different recipes out there.
Talking coffee a little bit earlier, 76% of respondents spent time perfecting their coffee drink of choice during quarantine. And of those, the average respondent spent 2 hours and 10 minutes on the endeavor.
Whoa.
That's not good.
You know, different coffee-making strategies and processes.
Yeah.
I just go back in the kitchen and press the button and whatever comes out.
Best way.
Car slams into Cleveland coffee shop for the second time in less than a year. Same car, same coffee shop.
How is that even possible?
Mm-hmm. A car struck a coffee shop in Cleveland, forcing the business temporarily closed for the day. Oddly, it's not the first time this business has made headlines for getting struck by this car. In fact, it hasn't even been a year since it last happened.
That's crazy. Very weird.
Gotta check on that.
It's
right?
like, yeah. you know when you're thinking, like, don't do that.
And then you do that.
Yep.
Showering during the workday can help your productivity.
Oh, yeah.
That's something to think about, Melissa. About 7:30, run on down to the shower, get a quick one in, come back, boom.
I've never been in that shower here, but does it still work?
Tomorrow's the first day.
It is kind of a weird thing that we have one, right? I mean,
right.
most people in their, like, little, you know, work powder room don't have a shower in there.
Powder room.
Well, you know, like, well, I mean, it's not like the full-on bathroom with like six stalls. It's just a little bathroom with a toilet, a sink, and a shower down the hall.
Right.
It's weird.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that work round the clock here. So, or there used to be in the good old
days.
Yeah. I think it was designed with that in mind.
Ah, got it.
Yeah. Showering during the workday helps employees become more productive and more creative, according to a new study. Four businesses, a restaurant, an architectural firm, an advertising agency, and a lingerie company took part in the 8-week study.
Ooh.
How do you work at the lingerie company and go, all right, I got to get out of here and shower?
Well, you might need one.
Yeah, that's a little creepy. You want to shower after this? Cash rains down on firefighters during blaze. The New York Post says Brooklyn firefighters recently battled a blaze on the first floor of an apartment building. The firefighters cut the ceiling to save the building. Cash wrapped in plastic bags and tinfoil started falling on their heads to the tune of $1 million.
Whoa.
The owner of the home had stored $1 million in cash inside the ceiling.
Crazy.
No,
that's something you think is only in a movie. People are actually doing it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people keep cash in their house and store it away in secretive places.
I guess.
You know, maybe more on that coming up tomorrow because I got another story that would fit in. And finally on this, you probably saw this story earlier this week. I just wanted to take an opportunity to give it its due. Hypnosis cures boy who has eaten nothing but sausages his whole life. See the story this week?
No.
Picture of the boy. I think Inside Edition ran a story on him.
Oh.
In Wales, ever since he can remember, 15-year-old Ben Simpson has only eaten sausages. His limited dietary preferences began when his mom, Wendy, began weaning him off breast milk. Soon, his pickiness gave way to several years of consuming only breakfast-style sausages and water three times a day, every day.
Wow.
Okay, well, crazy. Very good.
Yeah. The child ate only finger food along with it, such as French fries occasionally. It had a profound impact on his social development. Imagine what it was like at parties. and all he would eat was sausages, and if they didn't have sausages, he wouldn't eat any.
Right. And breakfast sausages. Yeah.
By using subliminal wording and neurological seed dropping, whatever that is, to create a positive emotional association with new foods, they were able to open his mind and get him to try new flavors and new foods that would feel exciting and get rid of the yucky taste he imagined them having.
Oh, wow. I always wondered if that actually worked, but sounds like it did for him.
Hypnosis?
Yeah.
Oh, it always works. What's the world talking about? Our first check of trending on Twitter at 7 a.m. This is our updated check at 9:30. At the social media desk, Violetta has been scouring Twitter to determine these top three. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at number three.
Hashtag no bra day trending in the
United States. I knew I wanted to hear about this.
Yeah, I knew it.
Perfect.
That's right.
That has over 143,000 tweets. People are using today to draw attention to breast cancer awareness, so it's all for a good cause. And the men of the mix are also getting involved. You guys have the Real Men Wear Pink campaign going on. And if people want to donate to that, they can go to our website, to Facebook. Just click on the picture of you four guys illuminated in pink.
Please do. I think Whip and I know I am. I can't speak for Whip.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm sucking.
I'm way behind.
Yeah.
Chris from the afternoon show, Cowboy Chris, put this together.
Yeah.
And he did the old, we're in this together. I'm taking care of it. And then he didn't tell Whip and I, but you guys have to do all this stuff that we didn't know about.
Right. Yeah.
So now we're trying to catch up.
Yeah, we're behind the eight ball a little bit. Okay. So help us out, friends. Please.
How do you do that?
You can go to WTMX.com. You can go to our Facebook page. You can go to our Twitter. And there is a link there. And then you can see your four faces, Eric, Whip, Chris Dash, and you can click to whoever you want to donate to.
All right, please.
Mm-hmm.
Chris has got plenty. People
I know,
keep clicking because he's putting it together. He's got plenty.
He doesn't need anymore.
Just click on me or Whip. We got to catch up.
It's all for a good cause.
It is. It absolutely is. Place. It absolutely is. But he's given us that I'm kicking your ass look.
We don't need that.
Yeah. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Macho Man and YMCA are trending after the Village People songs play in the background of President Trump's campaign rally in Florida. The president even danced a little bit at the end of the rally.
Is that the one where he said he wanted to kiss everybody?
Yes, yeah. It was. That right. Same rally. So those are trending right now, Macho Man and YMCA.
Okay. And trending on Twitter, number one.
It's National M&M Day. Why'd I say that? So weird.
So you don't confuse it with the rapper.
Exactly.
Right, like happened yesterday.
And M, yeah.
Exactly. It's definitely candy.
You got one up your nose?
No.
No?
Not at the moment.
Sure?
That's it.
That's it?
That's trending on Twitter.
That's it? That's all?
Yeah, is there more?
What was the first one again?
No bra day.
Oh, that's right. Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.